Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Bear by Andrew Krivok, read by Eric Jason Martin. We did not guess its essence until after a long time. Ralph Waldo Emerson, Essays, Second Series. Chapter 1. The last two were a girl and her father, who lived along the old eastern range on the side of a mountain they called the Mountain That Stands Alone. The man had come there with a woman when they were young and built a house out of timber, stones pulled from the ground, and cement they made by baking limestone in a fire. It was set halfway up the mountain's slope and looked out onto a lake ringed with birch trees and blueberry bushes that ripened in summer with great bunches of fruit the girl and her father would pick as the two floated along the shore in a canoe. From a small window in front of the house, the glass a gift the woman's parents had given to her after having received it themselves from the generation before, so precious a thing had it become as the skill for making it was lost and forgotten. The girl could see eagles catching fish in the shallows of an island that rose from the middle of the lake and hear the cries of loons in the morning while her breakfast cooked over a hearth fire. In winter, the snows began not long after the autumn equinox and still visited the mountain months after the spring. Storms lasted for days and weeks at a time, drifts climbing up against the house and burying paths as deep as some trees grew high. Often the man had to wade for firewood or trudge out to his tool shed at the edge of the forest with a rope tied around his waist.